Hi, this is a dictation for patient Angela Alston, ANGELALSTON. Date of service is 2/24/2022. Date of birth is 5/22/1966. Ms. Angela Alston is here for a follow-up evaluation, reporting severe pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7. Neck pain is actually 8, and there is a shooting pain in the right front of the thigh, as well as pain in the both hands involving the third, fourth, fifth finger. And the patient has difficult time moving her neck, as it is very stiff. The left shoulder is reported to be hurting around 7, with the inability to lift the arm beyond 110 degrees. Overall, the pain level is between 7 and 9, with 60% relief in the pain so far. Overall, the ADLs are affected in the area of sleep, 9. Enjoyment of life is reported, 8. Mood is reported, 7. The rest are not affected. In the system review, neurology and psych patient reports that she has a difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, anxiety, and depression. She denies any headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo. There is no history of blackout, seizures, loss of balance, or memory problem, focus problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has a ongoing issues with the pain in the right ankle and left shoulder and both hips, especially the right, and neck pain and lower back pain, along with stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. No difficulty in walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, pain level has remained the same. And in the medical history, patient has a high blood pressure. She claims it because of the pain. Surgical history, none. No hospitalization changes and no weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Norco 7.5325, and there is no substance abuse is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 100 and 128 over 92, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 127-2022, dictation number 0130-012. The plan, diagnosis of the same plan of care is to advise the patient about medical marijuana so that she can grow her own plant and be pain-free for the rest of the life. That has been advised to her, and we have informed her that this is available. Her MRIs show a herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, as well as in the cervical area, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And the patient has been advised about this information, as well as the alternative for surgery, as well as for lumbar epidural and surgical epidural injections. The patient has a has not decided, and as soon as she gives the consent, we'll be more than happy to provide her with the LESI. Her both sacroiliac joints are found tender and positive for Faber test, Gonsalin test, and they will be done later on. Her facet joints at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 are hypertrophied and swollen, and it will be possible to give shots in that area as well, due to the arthropathy. At this time, patient has been advised in detail about the procedure that can be done, along with medial branch blocks and facet blocks, and we'll see how the patient responds. If the patient decides not to come, then we'll just send her back to her primary care doctor if she doesn't want any injection treatment or surgical treatment. Thank you.